for today's modern smoker.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. You're listening to the second hour of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. In this hour, we have a tendency to talk about, you know, not only macro issues, but also about companies involved in the sector. We're doing this in response to requests from listeners. I want to just say one thing. Whenever I am talking about a company with any of our guests, and I have to really stress this, if I own any shares in these companies or if they are sponsors of our website, that is fully disclosed. Keep that in mind. Okay, chatting right now with my buddy Peter Grandich. Peter, an interesting thing came out in Bloomberg yesterday that just adds fuel to the fire, in my humble opinion, as to an increase in demand for gold and silver. And that is, Bloomberg came out. The headline of their article was "Global Economic Rebound Weakens on Quake Oil Prices and the European Debt Crisis." You know, I find that to be really, really interesting. I mean, they're talking about putting all this together. They're talking about the disaster that occurred in Japan. They're talking about high oil prices, and they're talking about the situation in Europe. They bring out the fact that Goldman Sachs has lowered their projection for global economic growth to 4.3%. It was as high as 4.8%. USBAG has cut its projections down to 3.6% from 3.9%. They're talking about downside risks, including a shift to tighter monetary policy, in emerging markets, and it goes on and on and on. Well, I mean, I've been talking about that on this show for years now, and I know you've been discussing it for years now, and this just, to me, portends very, very well for the price of gold, as happened yesterday. Gold was up significantly yesterday again, and it just does not seem to go down. What are your thoughts on that, buddy?
Well, the 3 points are all good ones. Obviously, Japan is still a dominating economic force in the world scene, maybe not as much as 10 or 15 years ago. So the earthquake clearly has impacted not just them, but many around the area. Particularly in Asia, but also here in the U.S. And then, of course, $100 oil, you can spin it all you want, as they tend to do on Tao TV, but the bottom line is, since so much of consumer demand and products and services go through oil, which means you need oil to be part of almost everything we have, higher cost, that's money that would have maybe gone to something else. And then, of course, obviously, the European crisis, the debt crisis, is literally the opening act to the eventual ultimate crisis that will take place here in the U.S. when the world finally wakes up and realizes that we're even in worse shape than all the rest of Europe combined. So all those things and then some apply into the gold market. You know, it's the reason why, I said, other than a recent correction, the mother of all bull markets continues. And none of the things, and I think perhaps the most important, two important points people need to take away from gold is the things that used to be negative for it are gone. We don't have large central bank sales. We actually have net buying. We don't have companies selling forward. That's almost non-existent. And we have people that can't find anywhere in the world a safe paper currency. Canada's okay, but it's not large enough for people to put a large sum of money in. So those three things haven't changed. They're still the driving force behind gold prices, and why the market, other than corrections and consolidations, in my opinion, is still going to go higher, substantially higher.
Well, it's interesting. I mentioned earlier that the price of gold was going up on Friday. Peter and I are recording this particular segment. The spot market is still open here, but as of this recording, gold is up $18 an ounce. That's a very, very big number. And then silver, which many folks predicted was going to fall back into the $20 per ounce range, is up 51 cents, $37.70 right now. So all of this really, really adds fuel to what Pete and I are talking about. The U.S. dollar, by the way, throughout all of this, continues to fall. It's off 62.62 on the index to 74.95. So, you know, I mean, I have to tell you, in my humble opinion, there is no reason. I continue to say there is no reason that Al Corlin is, that does not remain bullish about the resource sector. Now, there are various ways, as you all know, to invest in the resource sector, and I'm very upfront as to what I do. You know, Kathy and I buy silver rounds, and we do that because we think a certain amount of the commodities are necessary for a personal portfolio. I also am very, very active in the resource market, both through my investing and by talking about companies on this particular in this particular program. And one company that I like a lot that is a sponsor on our site, I don't own any shares in it, but they are a sponsor of our site, so you keep in mind that I am, you know, very, very biased in this area, but Randy Turner's company, SilverQuest. SilverQuest has a great situation up in the Yukon, also in British Columbia. Randy's been on the show a number of times. He is, you know, in my humble opinion, you know, one of the best executives in the resource industry, and that's a company that I like a lot. Peter, now they're also, you're also working with SilverQuest. What's going on there?
Well, yes, I'm engaged by them, and I own substantially over 1 million shares myself, so I have a lot of self-interest and biases here. But with all that in mind, we had a very strong week, as you said, as we speak. We've been up very strong this week. A lot of it has to do with SilverQuest's key project, which is a 25% interest in the Davison property in British Columbia. And the reason that's important is New Gold had made a bid for Richfield Ventures, which is the 75% owner of that property. And that voting, I believe, comes Monday on whether or not Richfield Ventures shareholders accept New Gold's buyout offer. Now, the drilling in the Davison has been mostly in the north of late, and as the drill results come in, it's showing the property is getting richer and larger, and there's a lot of drill results that are due. So there's been speculation this past week, And I think it's fair speculation. I'm not talking about any insider knowing anything firsthand, but I think in this case the speculation is reasonable, and that is that upon the successful conclusion of New Gold acquiring Richfield Ventures, the logic would be to want to take out the 25% partner. Now, that would most likely be in simply a purchase of their interest, but there's been some speculation since SilverQuest also has two other interesting projects in that area, that they may be interested in SilverQuest themselves or at least their British Columbia project. So with all that happening, plus SilverQuest being a major player in the Yukon and that drill season is about to begin, there's a lot going for SilverQuest at the moment, and I think that's the underlying reason why we've seen a large-scale increase in both volume and price in a junior market that was very quiet at least till today.
You know, I have to tell you, Pete, I don't disagree with what you're saying, but two of the reasons that I was, you know, very, very interested in working with this company are number one, Randy Turner. Randy's been on the show a number of times, not to tout the company per se, but to give his views on various aspects of the resource industry. And I have to tell you, he's a very bright guy. He's been involved as an entrepreneur in the resource industry for over 30 years. I've got nothing but respect for his ability, et cetera. He was referred to me by someone who I consider to be another one of the giants in the industry, and that's Yale Simpson. Yale is on the board of directors of SilverQuest. Yale has two very, very successful companies where he chairs the boards, one being Exeter Resources and the other being Xtory. But, you know, you look at the people, you look at the My opinion is I only want to be involved with companies where I'm very, very comfortable with the people. And that is certainly the case with SilverQuest. No question about that. Again, you guys listening, don't take this as investment advice. It is not. Peter and I and my other guests and I are simply very, very optimistic about the future of the resource sector, whether you're talking about the commodities or whether you're talking about companies involved in this sector. And we are simply telling you the companies that we are involved in. Neither Peter nor I are registered investment advisors. So this is not, and I repeat, not investment advice. Peter's a regular contributor to this program every week, and he's going to be back with me next week. Going to take a real quick break here, and then Big Al's going to be back talking about a couple of other companies. Orex, and also going to be talking about White Tiger Mining, and then I'm going to wrap up the show with Keith Schaefer, and we're going to talk about the energy sector. Stick around, it's interesting.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Alli-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. And the answer is, Alli-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Alli-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Alli-C.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver, the best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbi and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. Second segment of the second hour. As promised, we're talking more about companies than we have in the past, and this is in response to many, many comments from listeners to want to hear about more companies. One of the companies that I'm invested in the interest of full disclosure, I have to say I am, for me, heavily invested in it. It's a company called White Tiger Mining. I am very, very intrigued with the company primarily because of what they are doing up in Northern Ontario. And also because of the management. Ron Coombs is the president of the company. Very, very capable guy. A fellow by the name of Douglas Mason, who is a very successful entrepreneur in the Canadian public markets, is the chairman of the company. They have a technical team that is, I think, very, very respectable. I know Hank Ewan Chuck is on there, and I have known of Hank for a long, long time, and he's done some very, very good work in the past. White Tiger Mining. What's going on, Ron, right now? First of all, let's talk about the company's two properties in Northern Ontario, okay?
Sure, Al. We've got our Marshall Lake, which is just off of Highway 11. It would be northeast of Nakina. Easy access. You can get to the property without any difficulty. That's where we're going to talk for the most part about here today is a brand new copper discovery that we've made there. Mm-hmm. And then we've got another property north of that, about 250 kilometers, called Norton Lake, which has a measured and indicated resource, fairly substantial high-grade situation there, but it requires a road, and everybody's heard about the chromite deposit at KWG and Cleveland Cliffs and Spider are working on in Northern Ontario in the Ring of Fire, and it's going to have access to get that chromite out. And one of the plans are is to put road access, which would be within 15 kilometers of Norton Lake. So, you know, that's more of a real estate hold right now. Once that road finally moves forward, we'll start to drill, further drill that deposit. We believe that there's a good likelihood of some more tonnage near surface, and the deposits remains open to depth. And that's a copper, nickel, cobalt, platinum, palladium play.
Yeah, let's talk about what's going on the other property, because I know that's where you guys are the most active right now.
Sure. No, well, our Marshall Lake, you know, we just stopped, took a little break here after we drilled holes 21 and 23, which were reported recently. You know, our stock literally went viral during that time. I think it was heavy day trading. I mean, we traded some days, you know, more than half of our public float on with us holding 25% of the company. Pretty substantial volume of stock traded. You know, stock went up to a dollar, and it's now a buying opportunity for the public again. It's come back to the 30-cent level, which I'm kind of astounded it came back that far, because the results that we put out were fairly significant.
Okay. Now, you have got some results that we can't really talk about right now because they're not going to be officially announced on Monday, but I want to inform listeners, you know, if you're curious about this company, take a look at the press release that will be coming out on Monday, and we'll be highlighting it here on the Daily Show Monday, and we will also put the press release up so that you can kind of see what's going on, for lack of better terms. Ron, now, what exactly are the plans for work between now and the end of the season, which, if I'm not mistaken, would be about October, wouldn't it?
We can actually work the property all year round, Al, but the plans are that we'll be hopefully back on the ground here in the third, fourth week of June here, and we plan on drilling pretty much throughout the summer here. At the end of that time, we are hopeful we'll have enough holes delineating a new NI 43-101 report on a resource calculation. That's what we're optimistic to conclude here by September, October this year.
Okay. Now, in terms of the magnitude of the drill program, what are we looking at? It's fairly substantial, I would think.
Yeah, we stopped, you know, Al, as we said in our press release previously, we stopped the drill program here. The only reason why we stopped the program was to sit down and do some modeling and some further geophysics, downhole geophysics, to help us better understand the model that we're looking at here. Because, you know, the holes 21 and 23, they hit substantial widths mm-hmm. of mineralization here that And the deposit itself is, it appears to be almost vertically emplaced. So, you know, the significant thing of that is that, you know, this would be very amenable to open pit, mining methods, we believe.
Okay. Now, in terms of regulations in Ontario, I know the province is very, very supportive of the mining industries. Now, when you talk about open pit mining operations, you know, that to someone who doesn't know much about the mining industry, that has a tendency to raise their eyebrows. Now, but in terms of, let me ask you this, in terms of permitting, what have you, on your property there, I'm assuming that's all taken care of and you don't foresee any, you don't see any hiccups there, right?
Ontario is a fabulous province to be working in. The
yeah.
Ontario government is hugely supportive of our industry. You know, Al, back to open pit mining, though, you know, one of the questions that you've raised is that, you know, it is important because, you know, first of all, you got to know what the mineralization is that's present. And,
mm-hmm.
and if, you know, you got some ugly mineralogy present, then, you know, it's going to be a little bit more difficult and should be a little bit more difficult to push through feasibility and then into production. But, you know, this deposit so far to date, all we're seeing is chalcopyrite, silver, and gold.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're not seeing any antimony or arsenic, none of that ugly stuff that you see in some types of deposits. So I'm not foreseeing any difficulties with this. As a matter of fact, there's been enough work completed on a big portion of the property. It's already into what's called mining lease, which is different than just a straight mineral claim. So,
mm-hmm.
You're absolutely correct. I mean, Ontario is a great place to be working, and we're very happy to be there. They're very mining friendly, and this project could create a whole bunch of new jobs, make a whole bunch of revenue, not only for our shareholders, but for the Ontario government.
You know, I've done a little bit of research, particularly this past week, in preparation for an interview that I did for Bloomberg down here in the U.S., and I was reading some reports that were pertaining to oil and gas, specifically oil, and it's interesting, both OPEC, interestingly enough, the U.S. Department of Energy, both are projecting significant demand from the Far East because of the continued robust growth in China and India, for lack of better terms. And it's interesting, I know they were focusing, on the petroleum industry, but the fact of the matter is when it comes to base metals are very, very necessary as are the products from the energy sector. And I would have to say that regardless of what's going on here, in the United States with our up and down economy, for lack of better terms, I am very, very optimistic about some continued significant growth, resulting in higher base metal prices, and that would certainly include copper. Now, again, in the interest of full disclosure, I'm not a registered investment advisor and neither is Ron Coombs. So we're not telling you to buy the stock and we're certainly not telling you to sell it. I also have to say that, I am an investor in White Tiger, and you know what? I don't like to talk about companies where I don't put my own money where my mouth is. Mr. Coombs, always a pleasure. Thanks, buddy.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed. And AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing on with our discussion of companies that we're involved in, I'm chatting right now with Gary Cope. Interest of full disclosure, Big Al's got to say a number of things here. Number one, I am, from my standpoint, a major investor in this company. Bought a bunch of stock in it here a few months back. And I have to tell you, I'm very happy that that I did that. Number two, Orex, along with a couple of other companies that Gary is involved in, are sponsors on our website, so keep that in mind. Anything that I have to say is truly not arm's length, and I'll tell you why. I've known this guy for about 25 years. He is a very, very competent resource executive. Everything that he touches seems to turn to, pardon the pun, gold, and that's why we invested in it. So if you want more information on the company, click on their banner, but don't take what we're saying as being investment advice, because we are not registered investment advisors. We're just talking about a company that both Gary and I are invested in. Gary, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good, Al. Thanks for having me on.
Let's talk a little bit about, you know, the two parts of the world where you guys are working. You're working in the Scandinavian countries. Specifically, you've got some gold situations over there. You're also working in Mexico. Let's start up in the far north. What's going on up there?
Well, that's our in Orex, that's our primary project, is our Barsele project in Sweden, northern Sweden. We just completed, as of yesterday, our airborne survey where we flew the entire project. It was, $300,000 or $400,000 contract. We wanted to do that, because it hadn't been done. And, although we have our our 43101 compliant resource in a central core, we wanted to see what was potentially targets on the other parts of the of our property. And preliminary results show that we've got at least some anomalies that will bear further action.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about that property more in depth, starting with the 43101 numbers.
Well, we've got a 43101 resource of just over 1 million ounces of gold, a nice starting point, and we think that the central core block of that resource could be doubled fairly easily by some infill drilling and some deeper drilling.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be a focus coming up for later in the summer when we start our drilling program. And then there are another anomalies and other places on the property that were drilled that were just test drilled that actually had some very good results. So there's big upside all over that project. It's one of the easiest projects I've ever been to get to. The infrastructure is all there. And the nicest thing about the whole thing is it's the central block is already permitted for open pit mining.
Yeah, that is pretty good. You know, for listeners that are unaware of you know, we talk a lot about mining in North America, South America, you know, Africa to some extent, China to some extent. Talk a little bit about the environment, Gary, for mining in Sweden, would you?
Well, I mean, there's a conception out there, I think, in the general investing public that Sweden would be a tough place to get a permit due to the socialist government and other factors. That couldn't be further from the truth. In the area we are in northern Sweden, Boliden, which is a well-known mining company, has put 30 or 35 mines into production in that belt. We're surrounded by mines. The people, when we got there, were surprisingly pro-mining. We even had meetings with the local indigenous people, the Sami, who migrate the reindeer back and forth across the northern part of Sweden. And they were pro-mining. They, what can we do to help kind of thing? And you know, if I compare it to Canada, it was night and day.
Night and day. Well.
As far as permitting, as far as, you know, having the environmental movement automatically against you, it just wasn't there.
What got you involved over there in the first place? Because, you know, when I got involved in Orex, you guys were involved primarily, you guys were working, I should say, primarily in Mexico. I know you and I talked a couple years ago or thereabouts, 18 to 24 months ago, about you were very excited about the involvement in Sweden. Tell our listeners how that came about, would you?
Well, the project came to us by one of our European investors who referred it to our geologists. And, you know, it was almost too good to be true what they were telling us, that there was this million-ounce resource that, you know, when we looked at the maps and everything, and it was obvious that there was gabbro that needed to be drilled, that you should hit mineralization in this linear feature. And it was a question of just incredible luck and timing in that we got to deal with Northland, who had the project, and they were at the particular time going fully into iron ore production in Sweden and Finland. So they had this project on the books that in Sweden, if you don't work the project, you lose them after a period of time. And they weren't prepared to work it at the time. They were focusing all their efforts on iron ore, and it was time to make a deal. And we just happened to be in the right place, the right time. The two teams hit it off. Part of the deal is a sizable portion of our shares are going to them, so they're going to be a major shareholder, and they believed in our team, and just all worked miraculously very quickly, and we're very fortunate. We think we got it at a very good price.
Now, in terms of what's going on in Mexico, is that on the back burner now, Gary, or?
Not at all. No. Our Canedo project in Mexico has been sought after by a number of majors to try and do JVs with us. We made a decision months ago that it was such a large project, it was going to take a lot of money to explore, and we should get a major in there as quick as possible. And we've announced the deal with Fresnillo. We're just finishing the contract now, includes the private placement with us. And, you know, they're gung-ho. They think there's a mine there, too. So although we won't be doing the work, Fresnillo will be doing the work and spending all the money. We think that's a very, very great project.
And what kind of interest is Orex going to retain in that?
ARCS will retain the two-step earn-in for Fresnillo. They can earn 55% by spending $6 million over the first 3 years, and then they can earn an additional 15% by taking it to pre-feasibility.
Okay.
So we'll end up with 30% if they go all the way.
That's not a bad thing, considering you guys aren't going to have to spend any money whatsoever. Gary, you got about 2 minutes left here. I kind of want to change the subject a little bit. I don't think there's anything more at this point to say about ORX, other than I want to say again, if you want any more information, you folks out there listening, just click on the banner on the site. You can get all the information you want. Remember, making your own decisions, not relying on other people, is the best way to prevent losses. At least that's what I have found out. Gary, you know, we've got an interesting situation going on in the metals market right now, specifically in gold and silver. A lot of people are saying that they're thinking that in the upcoming summer months, we're going to see a real lack of interest in precious metals. Chatting with Roger Wiegand on Kitco last week, Roger said that he felt that he really didn't agree with that. He wasn't sure what direction the market was going to take, but he did not agree with the fact that this summer will be, you know, kind of a ho-hum time for investing in precious metals. What does Gary Cope think about that?
Well, I'd certainly defer to Roger's expertise on where precious metals are going. But you know, my own opinion is that I would tend to agree with Roger on the summer. I think there's a number of events coming up in Europe and in the U.S. That'll dictate precious metal movement. I would say that, you know, it looks like the markets are going to take a little breather for the summer, as they usually do, and then come back, you know, strong in September. But precious metals, I think, will be a day-to-day, you know, events as they unfold. And I'm certainly bullish.
Yeah. Well, it's true. I'm obviously very bullish, too, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. But, I have to say, my guess is you're probably not going to see. And I know I'm going against a lot of people like you and Brian London and some others, but I think we're going to see some real interest in the resource stocks this summer, and I think that's a direct result of just a whole bunch of reasons, not the least of which, and I hate to keep talking about this, but not the least of which is, you know, the international turmoil that's going on, et cetera, questions about the U.S. dollar, you know, questions about the U.S. economy. As Bob Moriarty said, people want to invest in things, and companies like ORX have a claim on things. Stick around, Big Al's going to be right back.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big BERKEY waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It must be that the planets have aligned and summer is getting into full swing, because something unusual has happened here at OfTheField.com. We're having a sale. That's right, the Happy Summer Sale. Oh, we know it's not the official beginning of summer, but don't tell the wild food that. We are offering site-wide savings even on our already discounted packages. The best time to really learn, identify, and experience wild food is now in North America. It's all over by Monday, June 6th, so head on over to ofthefield.com. If you really don't have access to the net, call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 1-888-513-2837, and they'll take care of you. Just use coupon code FREEFOODNOW, all one word, to save on your entire shopping cart. Do it now. The season will likely be over before we have another sale. Even catalog customers can play by writing Free Food Now on the top of your order form. Figure the shipping before taking 10% off the merchandise total, then add it up and send it in for free food savings at ofthefield.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI-listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, here to wrap up the show with my friend Keith Schaefer. Keith is our go-to energy guy, has been for some time now. Typically, Keith will come on the show once a week because, you know, I want to diversify in the sense that I don't want to just talk about precious metals. We talk an awful lot on the show about precious metals. That's okay. I'm very passionate about precious metals, but I'm also very passionate about the energy sector. Keith has been involved in that for some time now, and the man really knows what he's talking about. You know, what we're going to start out with right now is Goldman Sachs came out, as reported on Bloomberg on Wednesday, and basically said, you know, we've reversed our position on commodities. We are now bullish on commodities for a variety of reasons, and certainly within that sector, we are very bullish on oil. After reading that article, I read the May report from OPEC, and I read the May report from the U.S. Department of Energy, and both of those organizations are calling for 2011 oil prices to be somewhere between, specifically, 103, averaging 103 a barrel in the United States, and averaging $107 a barrel next year. All of this strikes me as being very, very positive for investors involved in the energy sector. Keith, I'm not the expert. You are. What are your views on this?
Al, if you keep doing all that reading, you'll be the biggest expert. I think you're right, Al. I think that the whole oil market right now is looking very much like it's putting in a bottom. And just as we were moving down in oil price over the last 3 to 6 weeks, we went from an unbelievable bullish sentiment from the first 2 to 3 months of this year into a very nervous, fairly bearish sentiment. And I put on my Twitter the other day, I said, the only good thing about the oil market is that everybody thinks it's going lower now. And when everybody's on the same side of a trade, you know one thing, that trade is about to end.
Yep.
And sure enough, that seems to be what's happening. And as you mentioned, this Goldman Sachs report is really interesting simply because they came out in February and said, we think you should underweight commodities. We see a correction coming. And they single-handedly basically caused that downturn. And I was really surprised to see them come back this quickly on this shallow a swoon in commodity prices, because really they've only come down probably 10% in the case of gold, not even that, 3%.
Yeah.
It was really surprising to see them come out. That's not what I'd call calling a turn. That's what I'd call flipping a market.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But what they talked about in oil was that they see oil demand growing in the developing world well ahead of how much new production
is coming on stream.
Yeah.
And they see that the spare capacity in the world for oil production, which right now is sitting around just under 4 million barrels a day, is going to be completely exhausted as early as the end of next year.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very, well, reckless isn't quite the right word, but it's a very interesting statement, because if that's true, even their forecast of $140 a barrel for next December would be low.
Yeah. Well, it sure turned the market around. You know, I was doing an interview on Bloomberg on Wednesday of this week. The interviewer couldn't believe that I was saying that I think that oil going under $100 a barrel, I said, I just don't think that that's feasible. And I said the same thing on MarketWatch a couple of weeks ago. Well, I got to tell you, I feel pretty safe in that statement. There are too many reasons, whether you're talking about geopolitical events, whether you're talking about increasing growth in the Far East, the economies and their absolute necessity to purchase more energy related products. I mean, I got to tell you, I think it's a very, very good place to be right now. And I mean, in a macro sense, you agree with that? Sure you do. That's what you write about.
That's what I write about.
Yeah.
And so what we're seeing here is that, you know, the world's peoples, whether it was 10 years ago with the Latin countries and they got democratized, and now the Arab nations are having their turn at it. 20 years ago, it was the Eastern countries. Everybody around the world is looking for more freedom, more prosperity,
yeah.
And that is only going to put a huge crimp into, you know, the available energy that we have around the world to meet all those needs.
Yeah.
And now, what's interesting is that natural gas, obviously, has been has really turned the corner here, in the sense that we have now found so much gas with these new shale deposits,
mm-hmm.
that has the ability to create a huge new low-cost energy source for the world if we can figure out how to harness it properly.
Mm-hmm. You think that's going to happen? I personally do. What do you think?
It's going to take some time. Obviously, there's a few trillion dollars in infrastructure and a little bit extra technology advancement that needs to happen, but it's got everything going for it. It's cleaner burning.
Yeah.
It's cheaper. It's pretty well everywhere. Like, you think that oil is in kind of pockets here and there, and these shale deposits seem to be much more democratically placed around the world.
Right.
I think that the future for natural gas, the long-term future, is very, very bright. Unfortunately, the short-term future for investors is still a cause for concern with all this big supply around, so it's not an area that we're investing in. Though I will say, Al, there's one company that investors might want to have a look at, your audience, and that's a company called Golar. And it's a New York-listed gas shipping company. They ship natural gas all around the world on these big tankers. And the lower the price of natural gas is, the more people will want it everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And so you can think of the shipping company is more like a pipeline company, and that the ships are the pipeline that take the gas from the market, from the source to the market. So Golar is listed on the New York Stock Exchange. It trades around $30. It's got a 4% dividend yield, and I see that dividend yield doubling or tripling over the next 3 to 5 years, because this company it's so aggressive. They're building more ships than any other company in the world right now. And so it's a call on low gas prices.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a place where people can figure out a way to make money and get a yield based on low gas prices. So because I'm a big believer in low gas prices for the next several years around North America, I thought that was a perfect stock for investors to go have a look at. And yes, Al, I am long.
Well, yeah, which, you know, for everybody out there in the interest, you know, just in the matter of full disclosure, so Keith owns shares in that particular company. I do not. And again, I want to stress another thing. When Keith and I talk about companies in this particular segment, that's not to be construed as investment advice, because it isn't. Keith isn't a registered investment advisor, and neither am I. But we're talking about, you know, in Keith's case, he basically is telling you about a company where he's put his money where his mouth is. I mean, he's got his own, his family funds invested in that thing. So, I mean, I truly think that that's worth something. But I think people like Keith and myself do need to disclose that when we're discussing things like that. And I appreciate you saying that. Keith, so basically this company being in the supply business, you know, I think your point is very, very well taken about, you know, the lower the price, the higher the demand, and consequently, these guys are going to make more money. I mean, to me, that makes a lot of sense. The thing that I find intriguing about natural gas, I agree with everything that you were saying. The thing that I find interesting about it, though, is it is a much more viable energy source than some of the alternatives out there. I mean, you know, wind energy, solar energy, et cetera, geothermal, what have you. Really, natural gas, yes, there are some infrastructure costs. They're going to have to be met. But the fact of the matter is, it is a very, very viable source of energy. And I think that that's, you know, to me, that's a reason to invest in it.
And basically, the U.S. natural gas market is going to stay low. And part of that reason is actually because of the huge economic upturn that you're seeing in Latin America and all
sure.
the BRIC countries.
Yep.
Because what's happening, Al, is that we've discovered this wet gas, so you know the dry gas that we just call gas, is produced and sent into your homes to heat. But there's also these new discoveries now where they're getting propane, butane,
yeah,
condensate,
sure.
and that those products trade as a percentage of crude oil, and they get exported out to Latin America and Europe where there's a huge demand for these products.
Yeah.
So what's happening is that all these other commodities in the dry gas mix are paying for all the drilling and paying the profits
sure.
to these
sure.
companies. So these other, so the gas companies can give the dry gas away for free.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, I'd like to close on this one note by saying that, you know, you folks up in Canada, you've got an awful lot of your transportation, whether it's private or public, you know, that uses propane as energy. And I'll tell you, if people are concerned about gasoline supplies or what have you, I would maintain that you're going to see propane as being a very, very large source of energy, certainly in the automobile industry in the future. Hey, Keith, always a pleasure.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.